What's up, everybody? Welcome to OW.N.B.A State of Mind, meaning women need basketball a lot. And here, we mainly discuss basketball, but we love other sports. I'm your host, Adrian Goodson, a.k.a. Goody with a Y, and my guy, Dominique Dondotta Wilfrey from Sports Talk 2319.
The Circle.
Sup, the Circle. Dom. The NBA, there's been a lot of off-season excitement with the draft and also internet buster trades, okay? KD, Booker, the new big three. First up on the block, though, the Spurs. They get the number one pick with the Frenchman, Victor Wembanyama. And people are skeptical. What do you think about this whole thing?
What are they skeptical about? He's 7'6", and he's got skills of a guard. The next evolution in the game. The game always evolved. KD is 7 feet, right? Now we got somebody 7'6", that can handle the basketball.
Yeah, absolutely. Evolution. You know, and you have Bronny, he co-signed on him and said he's a freak of nature, something I've never seen before, so... You know, I'm excited about seeing about it. I want to see, you know, hopefully he can survive the whole season. The physicality is what I think a lot of people don't believe in. But if he's going to go to any organization, the Spurs is going to be the one team that's going to work with them. Okay, on to the Hornets. All right, they get Brandon Miller, who predicted his team to be in the NBA Finals with him making game-winning plays and doing whatever the team needs. Okay, we're gonna see whatever the team needs. They need you to come off the bench. How are you gonna be?
Yeah, he's an interesting character. He's an interesting kid. He's smooth on the floor. He's so smooth in his motions. When you watch him on the floor, whether offensively or defensively, he's just silky. He's just smooth. Every motion is just fluid. You come into college basketball and you average a 20 ball and you do it easily. He's special.
Wow. Sleepy special. Floyd rocking him to sleep. Sleepy Floyd rocking him to sleep. Okay. Trailblazers. Trailblazers are bringing controversy to the locker room before they even get into the 2024 season by drafting Scoot Henderson, silently telling Dame that they moving on. Does Dame want to win or does he want to stay in Portland? What's your take, Don?
I honestly believe that Dame will stay. I think he will stay. Him and Chauncey are going to have a nice conversation. Him and management are going to have a nice conversation. Him or Scoop, they're going to sit down and they're going to have a nice conversation. I honestly believe he will stay. Here's one of the other reasons. There is a piece that no one is talking about. Jeremy Grant. Mm. He has the Blazers. I don't think they're going to sign him. So if they don't sign him, who's available, right? Chris Middleton. He just declined the $40 million offer that was given to him by the Bucks about a week and a half ago. That's a shakeup. Now you got Anthony Simmons, you got Damian Lillard, and you got Chris Middleton. That's one heck of a big three. That's three different levels of scores. They're going to be hard to play against next year. They're a little unorthodox. You got my guy, Nazir, the Engine Little, who's coming into his own at the four. You got Drew Ebanks at the five. They're going to be, hey, playoffs. Not play-in, playoffs.
And you heard it here first on the WNBA State of Mind. Got my guy, Don Dotto. We over here chopping it up about the NBA. Going to move on to the WNBA next, but it's hot right here. You heard it here first, so go ahead and copy it. On to the Warriors and Chris Paul. Are they a good fit? You know, where's the size? What does he bring? I mean, is he help off the bench? You know, he comes in for the second string? Or is he trade bait to acquire a better player?
The Warriors are in a new era. Bob Myers is no longer there. It's new management all around. You know, there's still the Draymond Green issue that they have to deal with. what happens with him, no one knows. There's a lot of question marks with that franchise. They are officially in a rebuild mode. They're not going to say it, but they are. You got to look for that. You know, we got to enjoy these last few seasons of Stephen Curry.
Yeah, absolutely. And it happens with every team. It happens with every team. We'll discuss that in the WNBA team, because there's a lot of teams, you know, quite a few teams that are rebuilding in the league. And the same thing with the Warriors. So, you know, I'm a big Warrior fan.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just got to, one day it comes to reality, and then you just have to check yourself. Am I a fan or am I not? Am I in a bandwagon? Am I going to ride with them? Am I going to switch teams? So whatever the case may be, you know, I'm following Steph Curry. All right. The Celtics are winning big. They winning big before the season even starts, with the Porzingis add-on, pushing to be closer to the title, in my opinion. Marcus Smart, you know what? It did damage. He goes to Memphis. He was the spirit of the team, but Porzingis brings size. He played 65 games this year, so that means he's healthy. He can step out and hit the three, all right? Mm-hmm. Third best this year in the league in defense. So for me, Brad Stevens, already 2024, executive year for the move, and there's more to come.
Honestly, Goody, I think it works for both teams. I really do. I really do. I agree with you wholeheartedly on the Celtics take. They have been wanting to actually move Marcus Smart the last couple of years, and people really haven't paid attention. Peyton Pritchard, who's been his backup for the last two seasons, he's ready to start. He's ready to start. He's definitely ready.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you have Beal goes to the Sun. Okay, so now you have Beal, KD, and Booker as the new big three. What do you think?
Ooh, I think that it's is over his head. I believe that the Phoenix Suns will not have a successful as a season as everybody looks at it. They look at them right now. You're looking paper champions, right? That's what you see. You see all these big names, but you have to really think about what everybody is going to contribute. Can KD stay healthy? That's always an issue. Devin Booker is solid. Allen Houston 2.0. Bradley Beal, on the other hand, he's played with the Lonely Wizards for the last couple of years. Now you put him in a situation where he has to defer at times to two other dominant scorers. How is that going to work, Goody?
I don't know. He seems to always have had a problem deferring and sharing the ball. And, you know, this was the whole mix-up in Washington, you know, and broke that whole team up, and they were a powerhouse team. And so, you know, it's going to definitely be interesting to see how, you know, he gels with D-Book and, you know, and KD, he's a smooth cat. You know, he's going to play regardless.
Yeah, if he's on the floor, he's going to give buckets. And, you know, you got to go back. Let's go back to the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, within that trade, they're going to be just fine. Marcus Smart will run the ship for 25 games. Ja Morant comes back with a clear head. Now you got Desmond Bane moving to the three. And you've got Ja Morant moving to the two. You have Marcus Smart playing in the one, playing on ball. Ja can go to the two spot because he's a hybrid guard. They're going to have a little bit smaller of a backcourt, but the interior of their defense with Jaren Jackson Jr. is going to negate anybody coming to the rim. So the Grizzlies, they're still going to be in effect. They're still going to be a problem.
Yeah, absolutely. And we can go on and on about, you know, just so many different things that are going to happen within the next couple of months. It's going to be exciting. You know, Vegas is getting ready to start. You know, they're doing the top 100 at this moment. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are going to be going on in the NBA. And then once we shift out there to Vegas and, you know, you have the summer league, yep, you get the opportunity to look at those kids that they drafted, who they're going to keep, who they're going to switch out, who's going to play dominoes you know, with the kids that they got. So it's like you may get drafted for by one team, but by the end of the summer, you could be playing for somebody else. And so there's no level of comfortability with anybody. And then, you know, after that, you have, let's talk about a little bit about the, you know, name some of the players that are out there. Free agents right now, Dom. There's a lot of them. So there's going to be a lot of movement. And like I said, you're listening to a WNBA State of Mind. A lot of stuff you're going to hear here first. Okay? Shout out to all my sponsors that keep this thing going.
You got to think, over in Brooklyn, right? They went through a lot of turmoil last year. They regrouped kind of nicely with that young core that's out there. And Dinwiddie, Mikal Bridges, Cam Thomas, Patty Mills. I heard through the grapevine that Ben Simmons has been working out. We've heard this before, but I heard he's been working on his mentals. And, you know, we've discussed that in the past. He's discussed it in the past. He's let everyone know. Next season, you're going to see a healthy Ben Simmons all the way around. So where does that leave someone like Seth Curry, who was providing valuable minutes off the bench in certain different spots? He's a free agent. He could go into, you know, he could fit with a lot of different teams and a lot of different schemes. But another thing that people have not really discussed yet, we all know about Kyrie Irving and in the Dallas situation. You know, it's a little murky over there in that locker room. You know, Cuban said he intends to, you know, re-sign him if Kyrie wants to come back. And that's fine, but there's a couple key pieces that may leave that team and look for greater pastures as far as playing time. Christian Wood, underrated post player, also led them in blocks last season. Cuban said you want to improve on rebounding and defense, but you're going to let your lead shot blocker go? I don't know, Goody. Some of these general managers, like, it's baffling to me at times what happens on the basketball side. And that is why I always say we need more basketball people in basketball. I think the switching leagues, Phoenix Mercury, Matt Ishba, you need to bring in Adrian Gooden as the general manager. I am saying it here right now live. Bring in Goody as your GM to right that ship, because they 2-10 with two Hall of Famers on the roster. How does that happen?
I can tell you, this leading us right off in the WNBA, we have much excitement, okay, from Agumba Wale breaking ankles to being ejected in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Well, against Atlanta, excuse me. And then signs autographs on the way out.
Yeah, we got to start putting clips up these next episodes, because I got to see that clip again.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I promise you, you know, just her walking off with the wave and everything like that. You know, I'm sitting and I'm watching. I'm going, ooh, you know, they're watching and they're going, okay. So, you know, just, you know, the next thing that happens is, you know, you get in the locker room, there's a memo with how much money your fine is, you know, and it moves on. So, you know, it was a funny gesture. You know, I was like, wow. But I didn't know, like, referees and players get into it all of the time. Stuff happens. You know, usually the player ends up getting tossed because, you know, the referee has the final say. And that's that. But she's balling this year. She's absolutely balling. And she's giving us a little bit of comedy. Kelsey Mitchell, okay, hits a game winner with 1.1 seconds on the clock to beat Chicago in Chicago. I'm sure you probably saw that game.
Yeah, big.
Big shot. Big shot, okay? And she's always been big shot, Bob, anyway. You know, definitely give her the ball, clear her out, put her on the ISO. She's going to come up with something, whether it's an and one or she's going to go to the line. But not to mention the dream, okay? Forcing OT, okay? Cheyenne Parker with a move down low, shimmy move down low on the block. And remember, this is after she had a baby, okay? Not only is she balling out after she had a baby, but so is Cullinan, balling out. after she had a baby.
She put out the team. Goody, I got a side question for you. When you were in the W, who was your favorite referee? Who can we give a shout out? Because they never get shout outs.
I would have to say June. You know, June was out for so long. June was man, I might have seen her in high school. I don't know. College, WNBA. You know, she just was one of those faces that you saw all of the time. And, you know, she always had something funny to say. Very chipper, cheerful, very approachable. I mean, a lot of things that players would get thrown out of the game for today. She may have, like, you know, assessed it before she did something like that. She's very, very approachable. And she was so approachable that she really didn't have to throw anybody out of the game because you need to calm down. You know, we can talk about it, but not right now. Or, you know, I saw your take, but this is what happened. We're not taking a call back. You know, she was very approachable. So if anybody got a shout out, I'm going to say shout out to June.
Shout out to June.
And you don't have to say her last name. Everybody knows who June is.
Yeah.
You know, as we look at the league, you know, I say that the East and the West are doing a flip-flop because when I played, the West was always carrying it. Now it's the East that's carrying it. You got the Sun that's 11-3, Liberty 8-3, Mystics 8-4. Okay, they play today. Dream 5-7, Sky 5-8, Fever 4-8. Okay, so you got the Liberty and the Mystics fighting over second place, which is usually the case. All right, then you got the Dream and the Sky, okay, in the third and the fourth, for third and fourth place battle. You know, do the Dream or the Sky play so well that they slide up and try to get in, but I don't think anybody moves out of second place. I think they stay in third and fourth place. You know, do the Sun, you know, stay on top? Who knows? I don't know.
With the injury to be, to Miss Jones, I don't know what happens to that franchise now. You know, we still got like maybe a good, 2 months left in the season. There could be some up and down.
Yeah, the East is going to be just absolutely bananas between first, second, third, and fourth place. You know, the only good thing that comes out of the Fever is that, you know, Boston becomes the Roy. She's going to be the Rookie of the Year. Nobody's competing on that level. But I have to tell you, like I said off the cuff, and I'll say it on live, Wheezy is the reason why she's playing that way. Dumping, giving dimes to her, finding her in her sweet spots all of the time. So, you know, Atlanta's having a great season, and so is Wheezy. But she just so happens to be on a team that has a lot of young players, and I think she's going to be responsible for a lot of them coming up. A lot of them come. You know, you go out to the West Coast, the Aces 12-1, Spark 6-7, Wing 6-7. They're going back and forth. The Storm are 4-9. The Lynx 4-9, a place I've never seen them before. But you know what? They can't win a championship every single year. That franchise has been fantastic for years. Julian Beer, you know, when he started, you know, the whole dynasty, passing it on to Cheryl, continuing to do a great job. So they're in a transition. I don't imagine or foresee them in the situation that they're in. The Storm, they took a hit. Okay, yeah. She goes to New York, Bird is out, you know, their leaders gone, asking some young players to step up, you know, you know, so it's going to be a tough year for them. It's going to be a tough year for the coach. I think she gets another year. You know, this year she took a hit.
Yeah.
Consider that. But next year she's going to have to win. Now.
She's got a veteran staff, so they got to give them one more year. You got to give them one more year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It would only be fair. And then with the Mercury, 2-10, coaching change is imminent. It's just the way that it's going to be, you know, not to even be slick, try to be funny. It's the way that it is because something has got to change.
Coach
right?
is always the first to go.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And all I'm going to say in the situation is, you know, with Skylar being out and deciding that she's going to take off, whatever the case may be, leaving everybody to be skeptics, you know, trying to figure out what's going on, coming up with their own scenarios. She no longer is a good fit for the team because of all of that that has been going on. And so they have to, they must move on. So, you know, the Sparks, the Wings, the Storm, the Lynx, Mercury, maybe not so much the Lynx, because they look good. They just have to come, they just have to, a couple of intricate pieces that they need to fix. All right, Mercury, they all need trades and add-ons.
Yep.
Period.
Your scouting department comes into play.
Absolutely.
What does your scouting department do? You know, because there's players overseas that they can bring over.
Absolutely. And it's leading right into what I'm going to say. And, you know, I don't believe that there's positions available in the WNBA where they got players, you know, of my caliber and of other people that I know that are great scouts that can go out there and go overseas and hop on a flight and go get look at some players or, you know, travel the country or not even travel the country, sit here right at home and come up with a brilliant scout. We all have scouted on some level, whether it be within our teams that we played for or when we went and we coached, you know, at other schools, Old Dominion, for example, me. So just to say that, I'm trying to figure out why there isn't a position available where they have a scout. You know, they got like 3, 4, 5, 6 scouts on the NBA side. Why not? And I'm also wondering, and I would love for them to consider more, these coaches, why are you not recruiting in the Afro League? The Afro League? Why are you not? Why not WNBA Africa? You're doing it on the men's side, okay? You have a player, okay, in the Afro League. Okay, Ramin El-Gadawe from Egypt. And I hope I said her name right. 6 foot.
Nice.
Averaging 19.8 points and 9.8 boards. Nobody's bringing her to the WNBA. Medina Akot out of Kenya. Okay, a center. Averaging 9.8 points and 14.8 rebounds, and nobody's recruiting her in the WNBA. And then the kid that I love, okay, because she's out of Newark, but she plays for the Nigerian national team. She was a Nigerian MVP, Azeez Kalu. Girl is a ball, a point guard. No sign of her.
We got to get her on the show.
You know?
Bring her in. Let her tell her life story.
Me, you know,
incredible story,
and it has to be addressed because there's so many good players. But then at the same time, when you don't have as many teams, then you can't entertain all of that. Once there's more teams, then you can entertain more players. I would love to see more African players in the league. We're over here in the Euro League, we're getting them from Spain, we're getting them from France, you know, we're getting them from Australia, you know. We're getting them from all these different places, but we don't have enough of an African representation in the league. Mm-hmm. And there's some ballers. I've gone over there twice. I've coached a lot of these kids that I see coming up now because I was over there 5 years ago. Or I was over there in 2018, you know, in Mali. So, like, and to see these kids come up, you know, the Mali national team is balling. So it's like, if you're not gonna bring them over here, then we can go. We can easily go over there and set something up.
Yeah. WNBA Africa, I'm all for it.
Yeah. Come on, you heard it here first, and you're listening to a WNBA state of mind. You can bite it all you want to, okay? Because you heard it here first. So when they see it, they know where they heard it first. So Dom, tell us what's up. What you got coming up on the block? You know, anything that we should look forward to, you know, coming up down the road, down the pipe, you know.
Absolutely. Coming down the pipe here, you know, as I mentioned when we did episode one of our return, you know, my guy Max Van Auken, we've got a great webinar that will be taking place sometime in July for those that love podcasting, want to have their own podcast, want to monetize their podcast, and just really be in that space, you know, and really learn what that industry is and what that particular niche is and how to succeed. That is coming soon, announcements and things like that will be on social media. You know, with my guy Rashad Phillips and Sports Talk 2319. You know, the book tour continues. Some great dates coming up here. Some things are just getting finalized. Book orders are still coming in droves. He has completely changed the game. Shout out to my guy, Scoop B and Valley Sports, for having Rashad in the draft. Because if you saw ESPN's draft show, which most of America did, I don't like to harp on other organizations, but it was a small disaster. And there's some things that need to change. But Goody, I'm going to give you some things that are coming down the pipe when you talk about sports and sports media. The ownership of the Utah Jazz, they have facilitated their own streaming network that has been sitting in the background. It's going to premiere this season. They don't need, Diamond Sports Group. They don't need Bally. They don't need the NBA. They need the NBA's approval. But they will have their own in-house streaming channel for all their home games. The rest of the league will follow, as will ESPN will follow. You have ESPN Plus, but they too as well will go into a standalone format. You're not going to need cable to watch SportsCenter anymore. You're going to be able to look at it on your phone, pay $8.99 a month, and you're going to have the full ESPN suite and catch those games whenever you like.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is moving to the app. And, you know, as I can see it, I was looking last night at, on ESPN. It was coming crystal clear through my PlayStation. So mm-hmm. You do not have to move. Only thing that you have to do is, educate yourself on how to set up all of these apps, how to best set up your Roku, all the way to the privacy settings, because people really do watch you through your smart devices now, watching a healthy show on that. So, make sure, just coming from the left, make sure you check your privacy settings and the advertising settings that are on your phone and also on your televisions and stuff like that. And, also I want to thank my sponsors for a wonderful, wonderful camp. Actually off-season workouts. And the next one that's coming up is the week of the 17th. I'm going to start off-season workouts in Chesapeake. So stay tuned on Facebook, the Gram, TikTok. And if LinkedIn is your pleasure, I'm coming there too. So we're going to have, a nice fun-filled summer. And I want to thank everybody for viewing. And don't forget to download, share, and stream a WNBA State of Mind on your podcast platform. Sammy Sosa to everybody. Peace out.